Blog Talk Radio.
Well, everybody, it's Dwayne Klingman here, a.k.a. Mr. Big, with the first show of Mr. Big After Dark. This is a test show to see how this platform works now, see what changes they made in it, if any, and to make sure I know what I'm doing with it, and press a couple of buttons just to see if it works on it. Okay, it seems like I have to do some things differently than I'm used to. I used to use this platform a lot. I got away from it, discovered the live streaming thing, which I really like doing. But the GetVolky platform, which I use, it's nice because it's, like, free. But, you know, there's some situations with it that doesn't work out well anymore. It seems it was really glitchy. Is that the word, glitchy? Had issues. I don't know if they're working to fix that or not, but I don't know. I asked some questions. They have a helpline or help email you can send things to, and I do. They haven't gotten back to me yet. I don't know what's going on with it. So we looked at different things and said, you know, I always try to use this platform again, you know, and there's some elements I can use with it, right? Some obstacles I need to overcome with small ones, right? But let's do it. Let's do it because it's better to do something than it is to sit on your ass and wish. I'm tired of people doing that. I see them all the time on Twitter saying, I wish I could do this, I wish I could do that, but I can't. Okay, great. As soon as you say you can't, absolutely, you can't do that. As soon as you sit there and say you can't, you can't. Not saying you can try and you will succeed, because that may not easily happen. It may not happen at all, right? We don't know. But I'll say this. You gotta at least try, you know, situations. Obviously, you're not going to jump on an airplane more than once without a parachute. Try as you will, as it can happen one time. Other things, like, will this podcast platform work? Will this podcast platform work? Whatever. Those things you have to try. I believe this will automatically load the RSS feed to iTunes and the like. I'll look into that one because it would be important if I can do that. It would be absolutely fantastically cool. Now, I have a couple of people that might show up. They said they're going to call in so I can test that part of the platform and see how that works too. As well, if it does what they do, that's great, that's wonderful, that's fantastic. If they can't, because, well, then they got busy or they forgot about it or they can't call in for whatever reason, you know, we'll persevere. Again, this is intensively a test show. And I think I have to go all the way back to my book and Frank, because I got to thank good old Frank Bell, because Frank Belisari, whose last name I mispronounced horribly, started this whole thing over. You know, the whole started me long ago. When I did my movie, Jason Love, we did the movie, then that became the book, and the all this long, interesting path the last couple of years that led me here this night. You know, I'll be working on, God, I've gotten 11 books out now. I think I have another one book coming out this month. I'm pretty sure that my next Erotica novel will come out, what I'm doing with my good friend Kyle. My book on the Buffalo Mafia should come out end of this month, beginning of next month. That's the plan. I talked to an expert when it comes to the gambling casinos within the crime elements of the East Coast in New Jersey. We'll be talking about seeing if we can turn that into a book somehow. I'm really looking forward to that one. I think that'd be a really interesting, fun project, a really good, interesting project to do. I think my co-writer, who I don't want to name at this time, if they can, you know, do it, because I know they could or they couldn't, would be interesting. Same time, we're also doing a book on the Vegas scheme, going some details on that one. And that's a book that would come out maybe June. So it could be a busy year when it comes to writing. It could be really a busy year. But, you know, again, we don't know what's going to happen until we know what's going to happen. You know, I mean, to see. That's the biggest problem. You know what? I do have this. I did. See, I was going to complain about not being able to go to different accounts. Like, I can't go to Twitter easily here, from here, and not see what's going on. But I can, there's something I can do, because I have a phone down here. Look. And one of the things we do have a problem with now, and something we just have to work on, that's the thing, is I got the old weak internet connection. So that might be a problem going into the show further. I'm thinking that that's an easy fix. I may have to move the router or something. That's the easy thing I can do. It could simply be a temporary thing. It seems to have been a temporary thing. So I'm trying to see if I can't get somebody to show so I can test in the call in the future. Again, I give them a couple of minutes on the Simply Prior line. Again, if they can call, they can call. If they can't, they can't. It's no big thing. I can always do a test show, so we'll schedule a guest. Most likely we'll schedule a guest. So the book's been getting exciting, really exciting. Interesting thing, too, about that is one thing I'll give anybody who might listen to the show. I'll post the playback, post the link so people can play the audio back and give me feedback on it. It's one thing I can tell you this is, guys out there, you want to write, please do. Write. There's always opportunities to write your story. Amazon is a great platform. There's other platforms like Amazon you can use to write your stories and get them out there and see if people like them and have to pay for them or not. That's always the best way to find out how good a writer you are if people will pay for them, right? And the one thing you don't need if you're going to be a writer at the level most people will be at is an agent and or a publisher. In fact, I'm going to be bold and say, probably do not need a publisher or an agent. Now, if you have a racking cool book and you absolutely know that's going to be made in a movie, it could be made in a movie, or the like, you might want to look into getting an agent, but don't rush into things. It's a long process. And odds are, the only thing the agent will do, the only thing the publisher will do, is cost you money. To me, I could do better economically. I'm okay. I hope to do better economically because I'm putting out more books, which we have a lot. Because you put one book, follow up with another one. Oh, wait a second. I don't think they can call it. Anyway, one book will lead to another book easily. And, you have to know how to promote. You need a web page. You need an active presence either on Facebook or Twitter. I prefer Twitter. You need to talk about your book. You need to talk about your book all you can. You need to ask again different people's podcasts to do the press releases to get some publicity within your local newspaper, perhaps, or local regional newspapers, right? And the sky is pretty much the limit. The sky is very much the limit. But as soon as, again, you just sit back and say, I can't do it because, then you can't do it. And some people have legitimate excuses, right? But you can write a book for free. You can write a book for free. You do need an editor. That might cost you money. There are ways around that one. But if we can talk to people interested in how you do that, I mean, we're more than happy to answer those questions. But you can do those things that you can. The question is being, again, how do you do it to start? If you write your simple, write something you like. Right? See what people think about it. Put on one of the book I can even name of different things. Medium, I think, is a platform you can put things up there for free. And maybe people read it. Maybe people pay you money for it. Don't know. But again, you got to try. I'm thinking you have to try. But again, you can write a book. Let's say you write a short story or a series of short stories about whatever it might be, right? It takes whatever time you do it. You got to get a cover. And covers should be made professionally. They should be made in a situation that looks like my 6-year-old granddaughter did it. That doesn't fly over too well, right? Doesn't fly over too well at all. So, then you can post it up on Amazon. And for free. And then people can buy it if they want to buy it. Simple enough. I mean, overall, generally speaking, I was doing a lot better 6 months ago with my books than I am doing today. But that's, again, Frank's been out there for over 2 years. The people who are hardcore mafia people have gotten the book that are interested in it, right? I can't go back to the same old mafia pages on Facebook or tweet the same old mafia people on Twitter and say, buy my book, because it pisses them off. It only pisses them off, right? You have to continue to expand your readership base and find new readers, or you have to come up with new content. With the new content, you can always go back and refer to your earlier work. No doubt about it, you simply can. And that'll, of course, we hope, bring new people that might have not heard of your book to the first one or the second one, the third, whatever else, however that might go. However that might go. And I find it very interesting to be in the situation I'm in because, my biggest problem when it comes to my writing is vanity. I wanted to be my local library, and I knew my local library would not buy books sold only by Amazon. I had to find a publisher. And stupidly, I thought that made a difference. It doesn't. It doesn't. Doesn't make me any better a person or worse of a person if my book isn't my books in the library or not. It doesn't make a difference, right? At the absolute end of the day, the only thing that makes a difference is if you get paid. In my firm opinion, that's the only reward. Be it if you're a filmmaker or a writer or whatever it is, are you being paid for what you do? Now, there's no harm in having a hobby. There's not at all. If you want to have a hobby writing poetry, go for it. If you want to have a hobby writing books about whatever, go for it, right? But if you're going to be a professional writer, if that's what you call yourself, at the end of the day, it's all about, is somebody paying you for your books? All that matters. And guys, there are a lot of interesting topics out there. One of the things I have learned, I learned from doing the live stream, all the interesting topics out there in the world to write about. I mean, I write about primarily mafia, the American mafia. I'd love to write a book on the cartels, how that's going on. That's a whole huge subject. That's a whole huge subject. See if I can get this guy to get out of my mind. Nice thing too about this thing being a test show that the people know the test show is I can have these gaps of silence as I'm trying to do four or five things at the same time because it's a test show. All this is 100% a test show. And at the end of the day, that's when I go back and I do the first real live episode, this one will be deleted because it would serve its purpose, right? I don't need to keep it up after it served its purpose. This is 100% test show. There's something wrong with having a test show. Test shows, what we made, is how we can do better, how we think this works and that works. I mean, I know now how the bumper music works now. I wasn't quite sure it was working the way it used to. They changed some things, which is great. I now know how that works. I'm thinking I can upload, I'm going to pull the audio off my live stream shows, I'm going to upload them into the podcast, right? Because I'm pretty sure I know how to go and put the RSS feed to iTunes and Google Play. And I think that would be really nice to do. For different reasons. Most of them vanity. Most vanity. Yeah, let's see if I can do it. And show people how easy it is. I mean, that's the thing. My thing is this, too. If I can do it, you can do it. Because I more often ask other people how I can do something better or how to do things in the first place, right? And if I can figure it out, you can figure it out. And I'm more than happy to help. Interesting enough. Oh, things. If you're interested in my books, you can find all my books at my webpage, which is walkingmob.com. Again, walkingmob.com. You can also find all my books on Amazon. And that would be, you go to Amazon and you look up Wayne Klugman. Wayne Klugman is spelled WCLINGMAN at WI.R.com. Again, my webpage is MilwaukeeMob.com. Right? My email is WCLINGMAN at WI.R.com. You can find my books on Amazon by going to Amazon and entering my name, which would be Wayne Klingman, C-L-I-N-G-M-A-N, and all my books will appear. Frank will be there. Narco Saints will be there. The whole nine books I have up on Amazon will be there. Go nuts. Please go nuts, because I'll tell you something else. All the money I make from my books goes to help pay for the food that we use to feed the stray cats. And it's a really, you know, it's a thing, right? It's a thing. And it's, you know, if you want to help me, if you like helping cats out, that's a good reason to buy you that book. If you like a good book on the mafia, buy my book in Frank. If you want to learn a little bit more about gambling and how to play craps or blackjack alike, buy one of my Mr. Big Talks books, right? Okay, I'm running out of steam fast. I don't think the guy's going to call, which is fine. Things happen. So I think I can go ahead and schedule the first show. I'll post this up for a test to see if the audio plays back and play it back. And the like. I see some good possibilities here. All right, thank you very much for listening to me prattle. I won't do another prattle show for a while. There won't be any need for me to do another prattle show. I have to get some guests and I get this going. Thank you very much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. With that, you have a great day. Bye-bye.